The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program with Arts Access. Of course, North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of more than 15 contract audio describers who describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. And we have two of them on the list today, Tuesday, November 28th. Much Ado About Nothing. Beatrice and Benedict bicker all the time, but their friends see a budding romance and decide to play Cupid. Hijinks, heartbreak, and hilarity ensued. Playmakers takes a fresh look at Shakespeare's classic tale of Wit and Whispers. The setting is shifted to 1940s Appalachia for a thoroughly musical and joyously inclusive production, sparkling with merriment for the holiday season. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Chapel Hill, and the program starts at 7:30 on Tuesday, November 28th. Then Thursday, December 7th, Cinderella. Raleigh Little Theater's holiday tradition returns for its 39th year. Kids of all ages will love this retelling of the beloved fairy tale filled with music, laughs, and a sparkle of magic. This musical comedy features elegant costumes and scenery, and, of course, a cast of memorable characters, including some conniving step-relatives, some royals, and, of course, everyone's favorite resourceful fairy godmother. Again, Raleigh Little Theater, performance starts at 7:30 on Thursday, December 7th. Please note, to allow 2 to 4 weeks' notice for any and all audio description services. All right, just look at the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Friday, November 17th, The Monty. Dirty Little Secrets. There are secrets, you secret thumb-sucking habit, or the chewing tobacco that you hide from your wife. And then there are dirty little secrets, the clandestine rendezvous with the barista from your local roast and brew, or the rap sheet omitted from the Ernst & Young job app. Join the Monty for a night of unburdening as the storytellers reveal the secrets they have shouldered for years in the hopes that the truth will set them free. Saturday, November 18, Steve Trevino, America's Favorite Husband Tour. Steve shares hilarious observations on fatherhood, husbandhood, and modern lifehood at large. He locks into an undeniable rhythm fueled by straight-shooting honesty and a whole lot of heart. He appeals to audiences on the most relatable level by fitting right into their families. The show starts at 7. Sunday, November 19th at Carolina Theater, Ashley Gavin. Ashley's been featured on Netflix Is a Joke, Hulu, Comedy Central, but is best known for her viral crowd work videos on TikTok and her top-charting podcast, We're Having Gay Sex. Ashley is admired for her confidence, authenticity, and unrelenting energy on stage. She is the only angry lesbian beloved by all, including old, straight, white guys. There you go, Ashley Gavin. Tuesday, November 28th, Joanne Shaw Taylor. Discovered by Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics, Taylor has become one of the most sought-after guitarists in the industry with an army of plaudits. Still only in her 30s, she's proven herself as a prolific songwriter, releasing a series of number one-selling Billboard blues albums that cemented her as one of the most important exports in British blues rock. Wednesday, November 29th, it's Sean Cassidy, an American writer, producer, actor, and singer. After originally making his name as a performer, Cassidy went on to create, write, and produce a number of critically acclaimed television series, including American Gothic, Roar, Cold Case, and more. Cassidy most recently spent 5 years as executive producer and writer for the hit NBC Netflix series New Amsterdam. Friday, December 1st, Darren Criss, A Very Daring Christmas. Since bursting onto the pop culture landscape from Fox's hit show Glee over a decade ago, Emmy and Golden Globe winner Darren Criss has embodied the kind of kaleidoscopic artistry that's entirely uninhibited by form or genre. Saturday, December 2nd, it's Larry and Joe. The guys play a fusion of Venezuelan and Appalachian folk music featuring the harp, banjo, cuatro, fiddle, maracas, guitar, upright bass, and vocal harmonies. Showtime, 11 a.m. Saturday, December 2nd, also Cowboy Bebop Live. The Bebop Bounty Big Band brings together storytelling and high-octane jazz like you've never seen before. Cowboy Bebop Live is a complete multimedia experience highlighting the story of critically acclaimed anime Cowboy Bebop on the big screen with live music by the Bebop Bounty Big Band. And that starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 9th, Triangle Youth Ballet, The Nutcracker. A hometown tradition since 1995, the Triangle Youth Ballet presents The Nutcracker with a cast of over 100 in live music by the Tchaikovsky Virtuosi. Triangle Youth Ballet invites you to experience this joyful holiday classic. There are two performances, 2 and 7. Sunday, December 10th, Pod Meets World Live, The Kids Want to Jump Tour. Danielle Fishel, Ryder Strong, and Will Friedle host Pod Meets World, an iHeartMedia podcast where they rewatch and earnestly react to the 90s sitcom they starred in, Boy Meets World, now 30 years later. Show starts at 7:30. Saturday, December 16th, the Glenn Miller Orchestra in the Christmas Mood Tour. The legendary orchestra rolls out their timeless hits and puts a twist on our favorite songs of the holiday season. In the Christmas Mood features over 18 musicians and singers performing the songs everyone remembers and the ones we all look forward to at the happiest time of the year. Wednesday, December 20th at Carolina Theater, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Christmas Ballet Show. The fairy tale comes to life in dance and staging by the State Ballet Theater of Ukraine. It's a ballet about love, friendship, witchcraft, and the eternal struggle between good and evil. A unique production, an excellent plot with famous characters and dynamic music that will keep both adults and children in a festive mood. Performance starts at 7. Then moving into 2024, Thursday, January 18th, Donna of the Buffalo and the Steel Wheels 2024 Tour. Donna of the Buffalo is not just a band, rather one might say It's become a lifestyle for its members and audiences. Since 1989, the Roots Rockers have played thousands of shows and countless festivals. And the Steel Wheels have long been at home in the creative space between tradition and innovation, informed by the familiar sounds of the Virginia Mountains where the band was formed. This concert starts at 7. All right, Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Performances at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday through Sunday, November 16th through the 19th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the Carolina Ballet. Created in 2014, Vivaldi's Four Seasons is one of the most celebrated ballets in Carolina Ballet's repertoire. The program also features the poetic music and movement of Bariolage. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Performances at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, along with matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2. Friday and Saturday, November 17 and 18, An American in Prayers from North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Also, that Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th, Carolina Youth Ballet presents Nutcracker. Gather friends and family to relive your fondest childhood dreams with the larger-than-life puppets, dazzling costumes, and amazing dancers of tomorrow. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Showtimes Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 2:30. Sunday, November 19th, Triangle Youth Music's 2023 Fall Orchestra Concert. Come hear over 250 students from all over the Triangle perform together in harmony as Triangle Youth Music shapes the future of music. May Mandy Concert Hall, and the music starts at 3. Wednesday, November 22nd, a magical Cirque Christmas. Embrace the holiday spirit with a variety show full of nostalgia, charm, and awe-inspiring performances for all ages. Get ready to be dazzled, enchanted, and filled with holiday cheer as you witness the incredible talents of world-class entertainers performing to your favorite holiday music. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Showtime is at 7. Wednesday through Saturday, November 22nd and November 24 and 25, it's a Harry Potter holiday from the North Carolina Symphony. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, various performance times. Friday, November 24th, Martina McBride, the Joy of Christmas Tour 2023. This year marks the 30th anniversary of McBride's groundbreaking sophomore album, The Way That I Am, and the 25th anniversary of her first holiday album, White Christmas. This is at Memorial Auditorium. The concert starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 25th, Drag Queen Christmas. For the 9th consecutive year, Murray and Peter present A Drag Queen Christmas, the longest-running drag tour in America. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, November 25th, Holiday in Rapture 4, a mashup of music and comedy unchanged. This is a show with two brilliant performers. Violinist Eric Taylor has a captivating style of high energy with acrobat-like musicianship, the violin that elevates the audience's experience through his concert of popular music genres. Comedian Rod Allison, a master storyteller, eloquently weaves the stories of life experience with a hilarious humor that transports audiences to memorable places and spaces in time to fill them with excitement and explosive laughter. This Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 o'clock. Sunday, November 26, Rocky Mountain High Experience, a John Denver Christmas. This show is an intimate experience that will take you back to the 70s when John Denver's music permeated the radio airwaves. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater, a matinee at 2 o'clock. Tuesday, November 28th, a Motown Christmas features a world-class vocal group assembled from past and present members of Motown's most legendary groups, Allie Woodson's Temptations, The Miracles, and The Contours. A powerful family-oriented show combining Motown's greatest hits with everyone's favorite holiday classics. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, 7:30. Wednesday, November 29th, home free for the Holidays Tour 2023. All vocal country entertainers home free have made their mark on the music scene, being declared country music fans' favorite a cappella group. That show is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, Handel's Messiah from the North Carolina Symphony. The Messiah of the season. Don't miss this glorious holiday tradition as your North Carolina Symphony and spectacular soloists honor Handel's greatest work. May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, December 2nd, Cary Ballet's Nutcracker. Join us for the traditional Nutcracker of the season. Don't miss this glorious holiday story with the classic music of Tchaikovsky. Encounter young Clara and her heroic Nutcracker prince, who journeys from her family's holiday party into a magical dream world where they battle the evil Mouse Queen. Then accompany Clara and the prince as they travel through the brilliant snow to Cary's Land of Sweets. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Shows at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. Friday, December 8th is Friday Favorites with the Holiday Pops edition. North Carolina Symphony, Man Mandy Concert Hall at noon. And then Holiday Pops is repeated Friday and Saturday, December 8 and 9, with concerts at 8 on Friday, then 3 and 8 on Saturday. Friday through Sunday, December 8th through the 10th, A Christmas Carol from Theater in the Park. The 50th anniversary of the Triangle's favorite holiday tradition. Don't miss Ira David Wood III's final performances as Scrooge, a musical comedy adaptation of the Dickens classic. The show has been performed annually since 1974 and was named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7 and matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2. Then December 9th through the 17th, Elf the Musical. This is from North Carolina Theater. This hilarious musical follows the smash hit 2003 movie that's now a holiday classic. Buddy's Teflon-coated cheer can't disguise the fact that he's suspiciously tall for an elf. When Santa breaks the news to him that he is in fact a human, Buddy sets out from the North Pole to New York City to find his birth father, discover his true identity, and help everyone remember the true meaning of Christmas. Fletcher Opera Theater, there are various performance times for Elf the Musical, December 9th through the 17th, again at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, December 12th, North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Okay, switching gears to DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Friday, November 17th, it's Bush with special guests Bad Wolves and Eva Under Fire. That show is at 7:30. Saturday, November 18th, there are two shows featuring Jerry Seinfeld. two shows, one at 7, the other at 9:30. Sunday, November 19th, Straight No Chaser Slaying It Tour. It's a matinee show at 3. Monday, November 20th, Derek Huff, Symphony of Dance, performance starts at 7:30. Friday, November 24th through Sunday, November 26th, Mean Girls, various start times. Monday, November 27th, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, Christmas Live in Concert, 7:30. Wednesday, November 29th, Postmodern Jukebox, Life in the Past Lane Tour. Thursday, November 30th, Wynonna Judd, the Back to Y Tour. It starts at 7:30. Friday, December 1st, Hassan Minhaj. Saturday, December 2nd, the Hip Hop Nutcracker. Sunday, December 3rd, the Jinx and Dilla Holiday Show. Tuesday, December 5th through Sunday, December 10th, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Wednesday, December 13th through Sunday, December 17th, A Christmas Carol presented by Theater in the Park. And then Wednesday, December 20th, Nutcracker Magical Christmas Ballet. All right, we're going to talk next about the Justice Theater Project. Saturday and Sunday, December 9 and 10, it's the Black Nativity in Concert. Saturday performances at 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., and then a Sunday matinee at 2:30. This is the 13th annual production of the Black Nativity. They are proud to continue to offer this must-see holiday event in partnership with the North Carolina Museum of Art, making it accessible to thousands of holiday revelers in their beautiful amphitheater. February 9th through the 25th is Skeleton Crew at the Umstead Park United Church of Christ. April the 12th through the 28th, it's 26 Pebbles. It's about the 26 innocent lives that were taken at Sandy Hook Elementary School. A reporter visits a town for a few days and then stays for 3 months to interview the people of Newtown. All right, checking the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, November 15, Pliny North American Fall Tour 2023. Saturday, November 18, The Breakfast Club, 80s Party Band, and Babylon Dreamer, a Steely Dan's and Friends tribute band. Sunday, November 19th, Michael Gardner Celebration of Life Concert. Monday, November 20th, Sincerely for You Tour featuring Jackie with Nick Lavelle. Friday, November 24th, Fog's Giving Fest, Into the Fog and More. Saturday, November 25th, Hail the Sun with Sweet Pill, Kanashi, and Glass Lands. Wednesday, November 29th, Manic Days Tour featuring Boogie T. Rio and Manic Focus. Okay, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Saturday, November 18th, Black Since I Have a Lover Tour. Tuesday, November 28th, Beach Fossils, the Bunny Tour with special guest Turnover. Thursday, November 30th, the Radical Audio Visual Experience. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Wednesday, November 15th, Noah Vaughn, Bluephoria, and Year Before. Thursday, November 16th, Late Notice with Dylan Innes and The Business and Juniper Avenue. Friday, November 17th, Spaced Angels with Augers and Saturn Alias. Saturday, November 18th, Caitlin Crisco and The Broadcast and the Jamie McLean Band. Sunday, November 19th, Ryan Montblue Band with Brooks Forsythe. Tuesday, November 21st, Telekinetic Yeti with J.D. Pincus and Bongfoot. Wednesday, November 22nd, Big Mookie with Lexicon ZZZ and Tween Tweekeen. Friday, November 24th, Windsor Oaks Band reunion with the Pseudo Cowboys and Jared Place. Saturday, November 25th, an evening with Beggar's Banquet, a Rolling Stones tribute. Sunday, November 26th, Hard Knocks ENT House Show featuring Dead Senate. And in checking out the lineup at PNC Arena, Wednesday through Sunday, December 6th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Magic in the Stars. Wednesday, December 13th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Sunday, December 31st, to close out 2023, the Avett Brothers. Special guest, Marcus King. And moving into 2024, Monday, January 29th, Playboy Carti Antagonist Tour. Friday, February 9th, Winter Jam 2024. Wednesday, February 14th, it's Andre Bocelli for Valentine's Day. Friday, February 16th, Cat Williams, The Dark Matter Tour. Saturday, February 17th, Journey, the Freedom Tour with special guest Toto. Friday, February 23rd, Lauren Daigle, the Kaleidoscope Tour. And sad to report, the Aerosmith Tour, the Peace Out Tour, has been postponed. Saturday, March 9th, almost guaranteed sellout, sold out, so get your tickets early. Gabriel Iglesias, Don't Worry, Be Fluffy Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.